CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham, where references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS for Sunday, the 3rd of September 2023. Here are the main news headlines: Ofcom consultation, RSGB 2023 convention, RSGB Foundation awards. Time is running out to respond to Ofcom's consultation updating the amateur radio licensing framework. The deadline is Monday, the 4th of September. The RSGB will be sending its own formal response, but Ofcom is interested in the views of every radio amateur. This is the biggest review of amateur radio licensing and call sign policy in a generation, and your response will count. Please remind your amateur radio friends and colleagues to make time to send their response so their views can be heard too. The RSGB has information, videos and guidance on its website. Have you booked for the RSGB 2023 convention yet? The early bird booking price has been extended to the 14th of September, so join hundreds of others at this fantastic amateur radio event over the weekend of the 13th to the 15th of October. The keynote speaker will be Colonel John Doody, who will discuss his radio communications experiences across spectrum frequency spectrum from HF, VHF, SHF and satellite communications from 1965 to the present day. Colonel Doody is a retired officer of the UK Royal Corps of Signals, the author From Stripes to Stars, and he served at GCHQ and the former Communications Electronic Security Group for 10 years as Head of Information Assurance Customer Services. John has a wealth of knowledge across the whole spectrum of cyber security, information assurance, cryptography and radio communications. The rest of the convention programme is nearly complete and includes expert speakers on a wide variety of amateur radio topics, from portable contesting and SOTA to antennas, radio astronomy, and developments in electronic equipment to detect RF and electrical interference. You'll be spoilt for choice. More details will appear in the October issue of Radcom, and the RSGB will be publishing the draft programme on its website soon. For more information and to book, go to rsgb.org/convention. Have you passed your foundation licence, or are you an established foundation licence holder who is looking for a new challenge? The RSGB has just launched a new range of foundation awards that are available to UK foundation licence holders from September 2023. There's an HF award, a VHF award, a third award where you can choose to use a mix of any bands permitted by the licence, but you need to gain a larger number of contacts on a greater number of bands. These awards give you plenty to choose from, whatever you enjoy within amateur radio. For more information, see the RSGB website under Foundation Awards. The RSGB's Autumn Tonight at 8 programme kicks off at 8 p.m. on Monday the 4th of September with a presentation on Minos contest logging software by Peter Burton, G3ZP's PB. Peter will look at what Minos does in terms of logging, of contest logging, installation and setup, plus how to get hands-on when using it in a contest. You can find out more about the presentation and Peter on the RSGB website under webinars, and you can join the presentation and ask questions live on the RSGB YouTube channel at youtube.com/the RSGB. Air Ambulance Week 2023 is taking place across the UK from Monday the 4th to Sunday the 10th of September. Lots of amateur radio stations will be on the air to help raise awareness of the life-saving work that is carried out by the UK's Air Ambulance charity, so please give them a call. More information about Air Ambulance Week 2023 can be found on airambulanceuk.org. That's airambulanceuk.org. The popular Churches and Chapels on the Air event, also known as CHOTA, will be taking place on Saturday the 9th of September from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. All bands and modes will be in use. For more information about the event and to see a list of registered stations, visit wacral.org or email John G3XYF at jhwresdell rallyspain@gmail.com. Now, for details of rallies and events, Telford, Hamfest is taking place today, Sunday the 3rd of September. The venue is Harper Adams University campus near Telford in Shropshire. TF108NB, talk-in is available on 145.550 MHz FM. Further details are available at telfordhamfest, all one word, .org.uk. If you have any questions, contact Martin, G3UKV, on 01952 255 416 or John, M0JZH, on 07824 737716. Dartmoor Amateur Radio Rally is taking place today, Sunday the 3rd of September. The venue is Welverton War Memorial, Meavig Lane, Welverton, Devon, PL20. 6 AL. The usual bring and buy, trader stands and refreshments are available. The doors open at 10 AM and admission is £2.50. Free parking is available. For more information, email Roger via 2E0RPH@gmail.com or phone 07854088882. Case to Life Boat Radio Rally will take place on Sunday the 10th of September. The venue is Caister Lifeboat Station, Caister-on-Sea, NR35DJ. Doors open from 9 till 2. Access for trader available from 8 AM. Admission is free. Inside tables £10 each. Outside tables £5 each. Contact Zane, M1BFI, via email on m1bfi@outlook.com. or phone 077 114 7790. The Angel of the North Amateur Radio Club will be held on Saturday the 16th of September. The venue will be Whitehall Road Methodist Church, Whitehall Road, Bensham, Gateshead, NE84LH. Doors open to traders from 7:30 AM. Tables cost £6. The event will be open to the public from 10 AM to 2 PM and admission will be £2.50. Bacon, butties and hot drinks will be available to purchase. There will be a bring and buy and raffle on the day. Please contact anarc.club@gmail.com for further information. Now for special event news, special call sign VAVI7ALARA is active on the HF bands until the 8th of November, marking the Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association's meeting in Hobart this year. QSL via Club Logs OQRS. More information, visit alara.org.au. OQ95RCL is the special call sign being used all this year by Radio Club Leuven, ON4CP, celebrating its 95th anniversary. QSL via Logbook of the World, UQSL or Bureau, or direct to ON3AR. TX News today, the third is the last chance to work Matt, AF2F, whilst he's active as K4H from Hatteras Island, NA067. He'll be using CW and FT8, QSL via Logbooks OQRS. Christo LZ3FN and Thomas F. Sugar Victor 2 Charlie Lima Japan are QRV from Skyros Island, which is EU 060 in Greece, as SV8 stroke call sign and SV8, that's SV8/NZLZ3FN and /SV2CLJ. They're operating 8 to 2 meter bands using CW and C and SSB digital modes until the 7th of September. Contest news, IARU Region 1 Field Day and RSGB SSB Field Day both start at 1300 UTC on Saturday the 2nd of September and it ends at 1300 UTC today the 3rd. Using SSB on the 8 to 10 metre bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number. The 144 Megs Trophy contest started at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 2nd of September, ends at 1400 UTC today the 3rd of September, using all modes on the 2 meter band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. The All Asian DX contest started at 0000 UTC on Saturday the 2nd of September, ends at 2359 UTC today the 3rd. SSB on the 160 to 10 metre bands, the exchange signal is serial number and age. Today, the 3rd of September, the Worked Hall Britain 2 metre QRO phone contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC. Using phone, the exchange signal report serial number and Worked Hall Britain Square. Today, the 3rd, the 5th, 144 MHz Backpackers Contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC. All modes on the 2-meter band, the exchanger signal report serial number and locator. Monday the 4th of September, the Autumn Series SSB Contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. SSB on the 80-meter band, the exchanger signal report and serial number. Tuesday the 5th of September, the 144 MHz FM Activity Contest runs 1800 to 1855 UTC. FM on the 2-meter band, the exchanger signal report serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday, the 5th of September, the 144 MHz UK Activity Contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes 2-meter band, the exchanger signal report serial number and locator. Wednesday the 6th, the 144 MHz FT8 Activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchanger's report and 4-character locator. Also on Wednesday the 6th of September, the 144 FT8 Activity 2-hour contest runs 1900 to 2100 UTC, using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchanger's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. Wednesday the 6th of September, the United Kingdom and Ireland Contest Club 80-meter contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC. SSB on the 80-meter band exchange is your 6-character locator. The Worked Hall Europe DX SSB contest runs from 0000 UTC on Saturday the 9th of September to 2359 UTC on Sunday the 10th of September. Using SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchanger signal report and serial number. Sunday the 10th of September, the UK Microwave Group 24 to 76 GHz contest runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC. Using all modes on 24 to 76 GHz frequencies, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. Now, for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, they write, "We had another week of relatively settled solar conditions. The KP index never really got above 3, and solar flux index flattened to below 140. Solar flares were nominal, with only minor C-class events occurring, and with no Earth-directed coronal mass ejections. The solar wind speed remains low, as does its density. The all-important BZ has headed south at times, meaning it more easily couples to the Earth magnetic field, but the solar wind's low speed and density means we have not suffered from geomagnetic disturbances. As a result, ionospheric conditions were quite good, with much DX romping in on 21 MHz, including Mongolia and FT8 during the afternoon. On the 10-meter bands, Vlad 9Q2WX in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Robert 9N7AA in Nepal were both logged around lunchtime on CW. At the same time, Ravi S79VU in the Seychelles could be heard on SSB. The Chiltern and Fairford digisons remain down, but Doobs remain open, which is still driving propquest.co.uk. Daytime maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000-kilometre path are currently peaking above 28 MHz at times, although you may find 21 and 24 MHz more usable. Daytime critical frequencies remain above 7 MHz, making the 40-metre band very useful around the UK. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will remain in the range of 140 to 156. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be quiet apart from an excursion between September the 6th to the 8th, when the KP index could rise to 3. VHF and up, there'll be some gigahertz band rain scatter on offer as we end this current week, but it's all changed by the weekend. Prospects for VHF and UHF then are looking very promising indeed, especially good for those out working portable on the 144 MHz trophy contest day, which is the 3rd of September. After lots of uncertainty in the forecast during the last week, there is now plenty of support from the models that the high-pressure version is the favoured outcome. This should be very encouraging for 2-metre band contesters hoping to get some enhanced tropo propagation. Paths across the southern North Sea to Denmark and the southern Sweden look good throughout. It would also be worth looking at to the south across the Channel and for some southwestern parts of the UK down across Biscay to Spain. There are two very useful websites to detail the expected tropo prospects using the weather forecast model data to calculate the vertical changes in the refractive index of the air and hence tropo. These are dxinfocenter.com and tropo.ffigure5len.org. Remember that tropo improves as you move from HF to 2 metres to 70 cms and 23 cms, so give CW or CWSSB a try, don't just stay on FT8 or overcrowded repeater channels during lift conditions. These enhanced tropo conditions will likely extend well into next week, but with a chance of low pressure bringing unsettled weather back to the south by the end of next week. The daily sporadic e-blogs have finished for this year, but the jet stream charts will be available on propquest.co.uk, and of course random meteor scatter and chance aurora are still there if you're lucky. For EME stations, the moon declination is positive again but reaches the maximum late at night, initially moving to early morning as the week progresses. Last Wednesday's perigee means path losses are still low but increasing daily. 144 meg sky noise is low, rising to moderate by next weekend. And that's it from the propagation team this week. And that's all from me until next week.